This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about strategic relocation. If you're thinking about leaving your current location and going somewhere safe, I'm talking about America here, then you'll want to listen to this because I've lived in many places around the world. I've lived in Taiwan, I've lived in South America, and I've visited, and I've been throughout Western Europe and Australia, Southeast Asia, Central America, different places. And I settled on Central Texas for a specific number of reasons that I'll go over here. But Central Texas isn't the only place that's good to go. If you're considering relocating, there are several key spots you may want to consider in the United States. And one of those is Idaho. Yeah, rural, rugged Idaho, or Eastern Washington for that matter, or Eastern Oregon. You know, these places are likely to be the free areas of America. And when I say Idaho, I also include, of course, Wyoming in that as well. But these are going to be the free areas that will be impossible for any rogue government or even an enemy of America to take over. And part of that is because of just the sheer ruggedness of the area. I don't know if you've ever been through Yellowstone Park or southwestern Montana or Idaho or Eastern Washington, but a lot of the areas, especially Idaho, are very, very rugged. Terrain makes it almost impossible to be conquered. But the other thing is the mindset of the people. I've noticed that all across America, places that are hard to live in tend to produce really rugged people who are patriots. Areas where it's easy to live, such as the West Coast of California, breed laziness, which leads to socialism and big government tyranny. And it's an interesting thought. You may find this to be true. I mean, look at Miami. Look at areas of Florida, which are easy to live in because of the climate. And what do you get? You get a lot of corruption. You get socialism. You get a lot of crime because life is too easy there. So people try to take shortcuts. It becomes part of the culture. It's not everybody that lives there is that way, obviously, but it's trending for the masses. Whereas if you go to rural Idaho, you don't find lazy people there because you'll die if you're lazy in rural Idaho or rural Montana for that matter, or even North Dakota, you know, where it's difficult to live, you get tough, rugged people. And now Texas has the same advantage. Texas is a place where it's difficult to live in rural Texas, or at least it was historically. And even today, the brutal heat means that people who live in the country of Texas, you know, the countryside areas, are rugged people. So where you have the harsh cold in Idaho, you have the harsh heat in Texas. Life is not easy in Texas, but that's a good thing. You don't want to be in an area that's too easy for everybody because you'll just attract a bunch of lazy parasites who want socialism and government controls over everything, i.e. Western California, the West Coast of California. This is also why the people of Northern California tend to be more pro-liberty. They're more self-sufficient, they're more capable, they're more rugged, especially around the Mount Shasta area, and more northeast California and eastern Oregon and so on, because it's a more rugged area. Rugged areas breed rugged people. Just a matter of fact. And by the way, this is why Haiti is collapsing. This is why Venezuela is collapsing. Why? Well, the climate's too easy there. Life is too good. You don't have to plan. You don't have to think ahead. You don't have to do anything. Food falls off the trees every day in some of these places just because of the climate. It's spring year round. And so that breeds a certain kind of culture that lends itself to socialism and communism. Now, some other things to really look for if you're considering relocating, obviously you want to go to an area that has very good gun rights because you're going to need to be able to defend yourself. And you want to live in a community where other people are defending themselves as well. So you want a pro-gun area. So Utah makes a lot of sense. Lots of parts of Utah are good for relocation. Texas also, again, makes sense. Idaho again. And, you know, in certain ways, even Western Colorado could make sense, although Colorado is less and less of a pro-gun state. But there are many areas west of the Rockies, like Durango, for example, that are pretty good areas to consider for relocation. By the way, the Ozarks in southern Missouri are another area that's a favorite for many people. Missouri has very good gun rights. Missouri has sort of run-of-the-mill state taxes. It's not the highest and it's not the lowest. And southern Missouri is rugged country around the Ozarks. It's, well, it also has a massive meth problem. And if you're not compatible with a fundamental Bible culture, you may not fit in southern Missouri. But for those who are churchgoers and, you know, like Assembly of God type of churches and similar things, Ozarks is a great place for people to, you know, to hunker down and get ready for what's coming. Now, I like Central Texas for a number of reasons. Number one, the growing season is very long, but you have to choose the right soils. When I first did research about Texas, I found that the soils in Austin are very poor. And west of Austin, they're basically non-existent. It's nothing but limestone. You have like 2 to 3 inches of soil, and that's it. Under that, it's just rock. You can't even dig a hole in your own backyard without using mining tools or something. It's quite insane. But east of Austin, essentially once you get east of the, it's called the 130 tollway, the soil becomes rich and black and deep. And you get like sandy loam and things like that. You can grow food. And the growing season in Texas is very long, and you have two growing seasons. So in places like Idaho, you only have one season. It's the spring/summer growing season, and spring starts very late. But in a place like Texas, you have two growing seasons, so you have two harvests. You can harvest in the spring, and you can harvest in the fall. You can't grow in the intense heat of the summer, and you can't grow in the intense cold of the winter, which is not that crazy. It'll freeze maybe for a week in Central Texas. But the rest of the year, you can grow food, and that's why Texas is such a food-producing state. The other thing to consider is if you're a prepper, and if you're into firearms and you want to store 500 gallons of diesel fuel on your property and you want to own a tractor and you want to have, I don't know, a horse, you want to have some dogs and some space and you want to live a lifestyle like that, it's important to do that in a place where you fit in. There are many such places across America, but again, I would come back to Texas because that's the lifestyle I live on a ranch. And in rural Texas, the things that I'm buying at the store, you know, diesel fuel or a grease gun for, you know, greasing machinery or, you know, ammunition, firearms, what have you, camouflage shirts or whatever, you know, because it's kind of a hunting culture, even though I'm not personally a hunter. But if you want camo clothing, you can just go down to the local store and get it. So the culture needs to fit the lifestyle that you're pursuing. And if you have a lot of firearms and have a lot of diesel fuel sitting around and you have a lot of farm equipment, you know, you're not going to fit into a suburb in some liberal city, obviously. And by the way, I've lived in Arizona as well, and there's just not enough water in southern Arizona, Tucson and Phoenix and so on. There are sources of water more north, but overall, the state has a very big problem with water scarcity. And much the same is true with Utah, although there are areas of Utah that have a lot more rainfall that might be worth checking out. Nevada has good gun laws and, you know, lots of so-called freedoms, but Nevada has a water shortage problem. And it's also very close to California, which means when all the people are fleeing California, they're going to try to flee to Nevada if they can survive the desert trek, which most of them won't. But they're going to try to make it to Phoenix, or they're going to try to make it to Las Vegas, and, you know, most of them won't make it because it's a very difficult thing to do. Now, I don't know much about the geology of the East Coast. I'm not from the East Coast, so there may be areas there that I'm just not familiar with that would be great choices for, you know, living. I mean, I know people that live in not just the East Coast, but sort of the Sun Belt, like, you know, Kentucky and the Carolinas and so on. And a lot of people really like it in those areas. I apologize. I'm just not familiar with those areas. But as I understand it, there are a lot of pro-liberty, pro-freedom patriots who do live in those areas and really like it. And Indiana, you know, the Midwest as well, not just Missouri, but Indiana might be a good choice for many people. I would stay away from Illinois because of the political situation and the gun control situation. And the taxes, of course. Illinois is so bankrupt, it won't be long before they just start confiscating private property just to avoid the state itself going bankrupt. So there are a lot of good places. I've lived in Wyoming as well. Wyoming has many advantages. It's a very rugged country if you get up into northern Wyoming or northwest Wyoming, up near Cody, for example. Very rugged country, good people, hardworking people, honest, ethical people. Again, where you have harsh climates, you tend to have good people. Where you have easy climates, you tend to have lazy socialists. And you'll find this to be reflected all across America, by the way. It's a very interesting phenomenon. You might want to start taking note of that. It's quite fascinating how often you'll see that to be true. I wouldn't live in Florida, though, because Florida, well, it's at sea level, basically. Florida is subject to hurricanes and flooding and natural disasters, and it has very few evacuation routes. So it's hard to get out of Florida because the highways are limited due to the geography and all the swampland. And I wouldn't live in Louisiana either for different reasons. And Mississippi might be some good areas in Mississippi, but I sure wouldn't live in southern Mississippi. I wouldn't live in southern Louisiana. I guess northern Louisiana has some options, but just maybe not close to the ocean. You don't want to be at sea level because of potential events, tsunamis, you know, underwater earthquakes, you know, big events that could impact you. Texas has another advantage worth noting, which is no state income tax. So if you live in Texas like I do, you don't pay a state income tax. And if you buy a piece of land, it's over 10 acres. You can usually get a piece that's already in what's called ag status or agriculture status. You can either run cattle on that land, or you can bale hay, or you can do other things, and you end up paying virtually no tax, maybe a few hundred dollars a year on 10 plus acres. So you end up with a very low cost of living in Texas if you're engaged in the right economic activities and you have the right status. You can also homestead your home property and you can get a tax cut on that. And if you stay out of the real expensive counties like Travis County, which is Austin, then you're going to save a fortune on property taxes. So stick to the rural counties. And your cost of living plummets. In fact, there's a town called Elgin that's east of Austin that I checked out before, and I still think Elgin is a good choice for buying property and settling down in Elgin or other places that are east of Austin, Rozanke, Bastrop, Smithville, Cedar Creek. There's a bunch of them that are all around and. You know, they're good places to check out because it's rural living and the cost of living is very, very low. And the people are hard workers. You're not going to find a lot of lazy people in rural Texas. You just can't survive if you're lazy. Wherever you decide to go, just keep in mind a couple of core principles here. Stay away from liberal cities. Stay away from liberal states. In other words, don't move to Illinois. Don't move to California. Don't move to New Mexico. Don't move to Connecticut, you know, or New York for that matter. Stay out of these areas. If you're in those areas, get out. Liberal states are going to go broke. Liberal cities are collapsing into just destitution, mass homelessness, and eventually lawlessness and chaos. Get to a rural area. Make sure that it's in a state that typically you want a Republican governor. You want conservatism because that is sustainability. Liberalism will lead you to collapse and tyranny. And the liberal states will tax you into oblivion. They won't let you keep what you own or what you've earned. Conservative states respect more individual rights and liberties. They will allow you to defend yourself, which is supposed to be a constitutional right, but the liberal governors and mayors have stripped that away from people. But conservative states will respect you more as a human being, and they will respect your rights. And that's where you need to end up. So depending on what's important to you, maybe the food growing season is important. For me, that was a big one. Access to water. Can you do rainwater collection? Are there nearby lakes or rivers or streams that have water sources? And where are you going to get the things that you need to survive? And is land affordable? And what about taxes on that land? What about state income taxes? Personally, I like to live in a place that has a very low cost of living, which is why I've chosen rural Texas. But there are other places that are just as good. I know a lot of people who are very happy living in Utah. Many different areas of Utah that qualify for this. In fact, I'm pretty sure if I weren't in Texas, I would be in Utah. Maybe Idaho. Who knows? But I like where I am, and I encourage you to do your research and find out what fits for you, but get out of the liberal states and the liberal cities, because collapse is coming. There are things I can't even say yet that will probably come out in future podcasts, but liberal cities are going to be death traps, and you do not want to be stuck in one when the, I don't know what you call it, the reboot comes, the day of reckoning arrives, because things are already set in motion, and liberal cities will not survive intact. I'll put it that way. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and check out newstarget.com. For survival information and skills, read survival.news. Thanks for listening. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.